Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hi, I'm Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And this is Our Favorite Things. Kevin, why don't we tell our listeners what Our Favorite Things is?
Well, this is where we're going to bring you a clip or an album or a book or anything that one of us really, really enjoys that maybe you're not familiar with. And we're going to stump each other and try to make each other guess what that is.
It's fun.
It is.
It's what we do.
Join us,
some
theater nerds. We say that with love.
Oh, we love theater nerds.
I do.
I'm a proud theater nerd.
That was me pushing my glasses up on my nose.
I have my glasses on my head a la Hal Prince. It's my Hal Prince look.
Sir Hal.
Glasses of Sir Hal. Who wants to go first?
You
or me?
Ahead. You
okay,
go ahead, Bob.
Okay.
Hit me.
All right, are you ready for this?
Go.
1964.
Good year.
Gave
musicals.
Us a lot of great musicals, yeah. Including Hello, Dolly.
Yeah.
Fiddler on the Roof. And
Funny Girl.
And Funny Girl.
Funny Girl too.
So I'm going to throw another one at you.
Baker Street?
No. But I really want to get Fritz Weaver for this show.
Okay. Side note.
Side note.
Good one.
Side note. Parentheses.
We just lost about half our listeners, but good. They're like, they're like, who?
Fritz Weaver, who just shut off the radio going.
All right, so what's... Wait, oh, I'm...
Carol Burnett.
Oh, a fade in, fade out.
Fade out, fade in.
Fade out, fade in.
Either one is good.
Yeah.
Fade out, fade in.
It's one of my all-time favorite singers on Broadway ever.
Jack Cassidy?
Jack Cassidy.
Jack Cassidy.
I love Jack Cassidy.
Who doesn't love Jack Cassidy?
Like, his singing, and, like, the man died in bed, and when I was in... Died in
a
bed.
Fire.
In a fire. And I was young, and I used to be like, who dies in bed with a fire? Then you're like, well, they don't ever say that you may have been, you know... drinking or
mention that,
but innocent Kevin was always like, whoa, how do you die in bed? I was so scared because I thought, oh my gosh, I'm gonna die in a fire in bed someday.
Anytime I'm in a sad mood,
mm-hmm.
Usually when I lose the Hamilton lottery,
right,
I go home and I listen to Fade Out, Fade In. It has one of the best underappreciated scores, and it is just a victim of bad luck. So
yeah,
Carol Burnett starred in the show.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct. And the score is Betty Comden, Adolph Green,
and
Julie Stein.
Yeah.
How can you go wrong?
Hello.
And it's about this woman who becomes the toast of Hollywood.
She started out as like the usher in
Usher in the mezzanine,
right,
and all that
course,
stuff.
Yeah.
And she gets the show gets an amazing review in the New York Times. A great review in the New York Times.
Right.
So this is Carol Burnett, Comden Green, Julie Stein, great review in the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't it run? Well, she gets a neck injury, Carol Burnett.
That's right.
And now this is where it gets wishy-washy, and we have to use the word allegedly,
mm-hmm.
because we can't prove exactly what happened.
Yes.
But allegedly, she is so injured, she can't perform. So instead of getting an understudy on, they close the show down for a little bit. Show goes back up. She still can't perform. I think they put Buddy Hutton on for a little bit.
Wow.
in her role. And she says, well, you know, I'll go back to do the show, but it's really hard for me. But at the same time, she's filming a TV series.
Yes.
So the question has always been, was she trying to get out of the show to do her TV series? Or was she actually genuinely injured, and what she needed to do in Fade Out, Fade In, mm-hmm. she couldn't do, but whatever she could do in the TV series was fine.
Huh.
So anyway, that has always been a bone of contention. And unfortunately, because of that, the show never really succeeded the way it was supposed to.
Because
and
it really depended on her star power.
It did.
Sometimes
it did. And you know, they turned down Judy Holliday. Judy Holliday wanted the role.
Oh,
and they said,
Holliday.
We're not giving it to you. We're giving it to Carol Burnett. So they passed over Judy Holliday for this. And it was also hard because, you know, you were in a season with Fiddler, mm-hmm. and Golden Boy and Funny Girl and Hello, Dolly. But they had said that she had stuck with it. And had they opened when they wanted to open, because mm-hmm. her pregnancy also delayed the opening.
That's right.
She would have been, she would have won over all the other mm-hmm. other ladies who did it. But listen to the score. Score is great. First of all, it's got an amazing overture.
Mm-hmm.
You also have such things as this brilliant parody of the Shirley Temple, Bojangle Robinson movies, a song called You Mustn't Be Discouraged, which is hysterical. Jack Cassidy doing My Fortune Is My Face. Oh. He's this very vainglorious star.
Any leading men out there, young leading men, that's a good song for you to do.
Yes. The Usher from the Mezzanine. It's just a brilliant...
And that I've never been here before, but it's good to be back home. Ladies, that's a great song, a great up-tempo
song. So please, 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 please take a look at Fade Out, Fade In. And I'm really hoping, you know, I would love to see, you know, musicals in Mufti, or maybe it goes to Encores. Oh,
it's a star vehicle.
It is. Come on. And you just need the right stars.
Who plays it? Who plays...
I was thinking Megan Hilty, but I don't know if I'm right on that. Jackie Hoffman might be fun.
That's fun.
And then as the star, maybe Mark Kudish.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Kind is the movie executive.
Definitely.
So I've cast the show.
All right, so good.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
So that's mine. What do you got?
All right, so I have a recording, and it's... This is a pretty special piece. I want to thank my friend Kevin Daly, who has a great blog out there called Theater Aficionado, and he introduced this piece to me. It has a little, I want to say it has a toe in the operetta form, but yet everything is dramatically driven. Everything is lyrically driven. It was done in London, never done in America.
Because of
litigation, because like the story was owned by someone here and they, you know, the lawyers got involved and it could not transfer to Broadway, even though it ran in London, opened in 1964, it ran for 948 performances.
And it never came to the United
States?
Never.
The closest that ever came was to Paper Mill Playhouse in 1982. It requires a supreme soprano actress, but she sings a D above high C, sustained. I mean, like, you have to have a dexterous soprano singer who also can act. It's based on a true story, period piece, about two poets.
Oh, Robert and Elizabeth?
That is right, my friend.
Oh, my gosh.
Robert and Elizabeth, based on the love story of Robert Browning and Elizabeth Barrett, she was a very frail woman, was very sick, lived in seclusion, but was a poet. She was, you know, she had a very domineering father and who, you know, manipulated her and all of that. But Robert Browning found her poems, discovered her through society and all of that. And then, you know, wanted to meet her, went after her a little bit. And they met, fell in love, eloped. And this is a musical of that story.
Why couldn't it come over here?
So... thank you, Kevin. Kevin has a great blog post on this. He did the
blog
research
on Theater Aficionado.
It's called Theater Aficionado. It's great. Fantastic. He's a fantastic writer. But from what I gather from Kevin is that there was an original idea. There was a play that was written, Bessier, Bessier play from 1930, and it was produced, and then it went to London and all of that. It's based on that play. So that author owned it and said he didn't want it in America, that he wanted. And then there was an American lawyer who pitched the idea based on this play to a UK producer, stay with me, and the producer bought the idea and then threw out the version that the guy pitched.
Oh,
and
my.
Then had it written by his songwriters. The guy Ronald Miller wrote the book and lyrics, and Ron Grainer wrote the music, who is famous for the Doctor Who theme, the original Doctor Who theme.
Oh my gosh.
So the score is lush and beautiful. It's never music just for the sake of music. I mean, everything is so, you listen to it and you're like, Why have I not heard this before? This is brilliantly written. I'm a fan of opera. Friends, I like opera. But this is not. June Braunhill is the soprano, and she's very well Australian soprano who's known for her bel canto style. But she's an actress. I mean, she is enunciating and clear on every single word and every single song that she sings. So you get not only glorious music, but you get good storytelling too.
That's great.
It's stunning. It's absolutely stunning. But so when it came time for it, they wanted it to transfer, that it got held up in litigation, and then it just kind of faded away and didn't. They never were able to, because the original writer was like, no, the guy that pitched it, who got screwed over, was like, no, I still wrote this piece. It's still mine. I want it to be done still, because it's based on
When did it open in London again?
1964.
So if it had come in 1965 to Broadway.
I wonder who
would have been Robert and Elizabeth.
Well, so I have a feeling that the Robert would have been. I bet you it would have been them. I think it would have been them.
The original
would have transferred
cast,
because June Braunhill, and so Keith. Do you say Mitchell or Michelle? He was the
Irma LaDuce. Irma LaDuce. I think he did a Lacage at some point.
So they were the Robert and Elizabeth, and so they had wanted to transfer, but she eventually went with it back to her native Australia and did it there for a while.
Wow.
And it did very well wherever it was performed.
There's a CD, right?
A CD? There's a beautiful, beautiful, and you guys, you hear this woman sing soprano and you're like, really? This is amazing.
How come she never came over here? Or did she come over here? I don't know.
We'll post the YouTube clip of them singing a song from this. It's a great, if anyone really appreciates glorious, you know, music like that, you should give this a listen. It's really just magical.
And, you know, before we go, speaking of great singers, I forgot to mention this. You know, a lot of times people say that Carol Burnett isn't a singer.
Oh.
You know, it's just one of those things that people say, you know, that
false.
She's false. Very quickly, though, please listen to Fade Out, Fade In.
Oh, you guys.
Because that's a voice. That proves
her face off.
She is a singer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to.
No, I'm glad. Yeah, listen to both of those for two different styles, but both very fun and both from the same year.
Oh, my gosh. We don't talk. We don't tell each other beforehand, oh, this is what I'm going to talk about. So I love that we find these little transitions in between. I love it. So Fade Out, Fade In, and?
And Robert and Elizabeth.
Awesome. I'm Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Broadway's Behind the Curtain.
Yeah.
Behind the Curtain. A little drunk. Behind the Curtain, Broadway's Living Legend.
Or hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at Broadway Curtain.
Till next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.